Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're trying to effort former Hennepin County Sheriff Rich Stanek. Rich was mentioned in a national story on immigration and fraud in the state. And I thought, you know what? It's been a while since we had Rich on the show. I've interviewed him a number of times before. Still relevant. The area knows the area. Ran for governor. Is still plugged in. And if you're... If you have that experience, I think it's worth reaching out to you. So, Rich Stanek is now with us, the former Hennepin County Sheriff. Rich, how are you? Appreciate your time.
I'm doing fine. How are you guys?
Good
to hear from you.
Yeah, we're doing well. Okay. Why, in your opinion, a man in law enforcement, a man who was a part of the Republican Party as an election official, why, in your opinion, do we have the unending amount of fraud in our state?
Well, I was telling folks the other day, you know, I mean, there's a simplistic answer, which is Minnesota nice. People took it to the extreme when they were aware that fraud was happening or suspected it. They did nothing about it. And that's mostly local and state elected officials. They wanted the population to grow. They wanted the community to thrive. But that hurts everybody. There are a lot of hardworking immigrants that come to Minnesota from different ethnicities. They want a better place to live and raise their family. And, you know, this affects all of them. This isn't just one piece of it.
Okay, let me jump in on that because there's two ways to look at it. If you're someone in power, a governor, a mayor, other people in elected office, or including, you know, your former position or their law enforcement. And it's one thing to say you want more people to come, you want to be a better place for all of us to live, for business and whatever it might be. And it's another thing to intentionally look the other way at fraud or to not set up an apparatus to try to locate this fraud much earlier than we have found out. Which one is it?
Well, I think you're absolutely correct. There's nothing wrong with legal immigration and welcoming people to the state of Minnesota and Hennepin County to live and work and thrive and raise their families. But when you look the other way, when you suspect the abuses or become aware of them as they clearly are now, it's been articulated, that's absconding your responsibilities as elected officials, law enforcement, and the good people of Minnesota.
Do you think Tim Walz, we know he owns plenty of the responsibility. You cannot be the governor. You cannot have this happen in the level it did. But when he talks about it's a huge government apparatus, we've set up systems going forward to try to stop this. What sort of credibility, as a Republican, as someone who was running in 22 to defeat him, what sort of credibility does he have in that area?
Well, I think clearly Governor Walz has no credibility in this area. He is not the sole reason for the problem in the immigration fraud. It started before him with Governor Dayton before him. but it also extends down to the mayors of the two largest cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Jacob Fry, Melvin Carter. They own a share of it. The county board, the local city councils in those two cities. Look, people wanted to do a good thing. And again, there's nothing wrong with legal immigration and people living here. We welcome into the community, be my neighbor. But as a law enforcement official for almost 40 years in this city, county, and state of Minnesota, we were asking the tough questions from a law enforcement perspective, but the elected officials shut us down. They simply would not tell us.
Okay, so let me jump on that because
things were happening.
Well, yeah. let me jump in on that because you were Hennepin County Sheriff while, at a time when Tim Walz, what was it? Would that be his first 2 years? I'm trying to remember when Walz takes over in 19. You would eventually lose to Dave Hutchinson. Was that the same election? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah. I mean, since I was Hennepin County Sheriff, came in 2006 under Tim Pawlenty, and
yep.
Then we transitioned to Mark Dayton for 8 years, and now we've had 8 years of
right.
Tim Walz. We certainly can't take another 4 years of it. But
okay. So you know. What I'm asking, though, is when you – let's just go with the Dayton administration. When you and your department were trying to make efforts – to slow this, to locate it, you're saying the Dayton administration stopped you from doing that?
Well, the Dayton administration had all the resources, Health and Human Services, the state's Director of Homeland Security. Now, they did nothing to help us. When we asked questions of the federal government, they would say, talk to state government. State government was crickets in terms of the governor's office and the resources that he controlled at the time. And you can ask sheriffs across Minnesota, police chiefs from the suburban cities, both Hennepin, Ramsey, Anoka, Dakota, Carver, Washington. It was always the same answer. You know, we want folks to come here. We want them to start their families. And we're not going to tell you what their backgrounds were when we suspected there were many people who were coming here for not good intentions. And that has borne out over the last decade or so here in Minnesota.
This is former Hennepin County Sheriff Rich Stanek, kind enough to join us. Where do you stand, Rich, on sheriffs who will either defy governors or defy presidents if they feel like the law which they're required to follow by the state or the federal government is not appropriate and they feel like a better way is available and they pursue that and that is not the law of the state or the law of the federal government? How do you balance that?
Well, it's incumbent upon that elected sheriff to represent the constituent communities that he or she was elected to represent. In some cases, extremely liberal, in some cases, extremely conservative. In many cases, it cuts both ways. That sheriff, at the end of the day, has to stand for election or re-election every 4 years. You see a number of them get defeated because they fall out of favor or fall out of sync with the communities that they represent. But they also have to work with other elected officials and law enforcement. Federal law enforcement is federal law enforcement. They are partners in reducing crime in this country. Last time I looked, Minneapolis, Hennepin County, other places have a significant crime problem. When I served as sheriff, violent crime went down 38%. When I left the 2 years after that, violent crime went up 42%. Think about that swing, minus 38 to plus 42. It's huge. And unacceptable to the people who live in Hennepin County or the state of Minnesota.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So when you hear law enforcement officials who the way they speak out certainly is more left of center and say, we understand what the federal government's going to do, but we have to do with the day to day. And we want to build up a relationship and a rapport with those in the area that we cover, just like you talked about with sheriffs and what they want to build up. And if we start checking on everybody's immigration status, we're not going to get people to speak up about other crimes, and it is then going to make that area more unsafe. I know you've heard that many times from folks who are left of center in law enforcement. When you hear that, what is your reaction?
I don't think that bears out to be true. It is true that people who reside in our communities and our counties, our job is to protect them from a public safety standpoint. But that doesn't mean looking the other way when the abuses of the system constitute a crime or fraud as well. It's the same thing we get with, you know, give people driver's licenses who, you know, shouldn't be out driving. Why would we, you know, why would we give them valid state identification when we can't even verify who they are to begin with? It's ridiculous.
Let's get to the Somali population, and let's get to that part of the criminality. We obviously have a number of individuals who came from Somalia, or maybe who have parents who were born in Somalia and now live here. We have a high percentage of those folks who are our neighbors, who are coworkers, who live amongst us, and are productive members of society. We also have others who've been a huge parts of the fraud, enormous parts, and to not acknowledge that is sticking your head in the sand. From what you know, how much coordination is there in this? How big is the coordination versus how much is just individuals, and not just one or two, but maybe smaller group, but not complete coordination in trying to see the cracks in our system and take advantage of it, like a number of people have been a part of Feeding Our Future and other larger fraud investigations?
Well, I think you articulated it very well. When you see some of the massive fraud, tens of millions, maybe even billions of dollars in state taxpayer money going out the door, and you're aware of what's been happening and do nothing with it or allow it to continue, that's absconding your responsibility. You are right, though. When I came in as Hennepin County Sheriff, the Somali population in Minnesota, just like Hispanic, Latino, Vietnamese, and my folks were Polish, my wife's parents are Norwegian, you know, we all settled in different parts of the city. Birds of a feather kind of flock together. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we looked out for each other and worked really hard. But we went from 40,000 to 80,000 to 100,000 to the largest Somali population outside of Somalia here in the U.S. Yep. Maybe Dearborn, Michigan was close.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe another part of the country came somewhat close. But we had a lot of folks, and you don't go from 110 degree heat of Somalia to 30 below zero in Minnesota and say, well, this is great. The churches brought them here as a good thing. Nobody argues with that. But again, there had to be some consistency and moderation to it, and there was none. People just ignored it and looked the other way. Minnesota,
so,
nice.
Yeah. So,
which is a really great term for us.
Right. Yep. So let me just finish with this, and I appreciate the time. I'm just running late because I want to stay with this. Because,
yep,
again, there are a number of individuals, a high number of individuals who have been a part of these crimes who are from Somalia. There's just no denying that. And then I hear from people, well, you just have to check every person who's from Somalia. You're in law enforcement. There has to be some level of a crime or suspicion. So how do we balance that out for the person who might live two doors down from you, and it was a family of five, and the mom and dad are from Somalia, and the kids are productive, versus the criminality where we're not looking the other way, but we're also not just saying, okay, you're from Somalia, so we're going to ask you a lot more questions than the person who's from Lakeville.
But that's the wrong way to go about doing it, right? And I don't know any respectable law enforcement that's going to do it that way. We don't single them out.
A lot of people in the public want
the color of their skin.
But Rich, you know a lot of people in the public who have been clamoring for that. Yeah.
I do, but that's because it's gotten to a point now where people are going, "What the heck is going on here?"
Yep.
And I want you to give me the beep. So, and you know, with the fraud, as it becomes more and more exposed, people are like, "Well, you know, how do we get back on track?" Well, one, you get back on track by holding people accountable. When you become aware of these abuses and systems, you deal with it, and you deal with it immediately, severely in some cases. You don't ignore it, let it go the other way, and say, well, you know, they didn't know any better. No, they knew better. We all knew better, just like my kids. They know better. So, you know, that's you've got a tough job. You are exposing it, and you are bringing it conversation, which is great because many people won't do it. Like I said, that Minnesota Nice goes just a little bit too far.
Rich, thank you so much. We'll reach out again. I appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Former Hennepin County Sheriff Rich Stanek. You want to react? You can. It's 25 past 1 on the home of the Twins, CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.